All right, they're about to shake hands, and the match is underway. A lot of times with these wrestlers, they've scouted each other, although Caledonia Houston was not in here as a team. There's a good Kelly move by Lucas Myers, got two takedown, did a beautiful job. You could tell that Denstedt wanted to go upper body with him, and Lucas dropped right down into a Kelly move where you get the arm and the leg and tipped him over onto his side. He's got the tooth takedown, no back points. Gary elevates him. They go out of bounds. At least they should be out of bounds. Okay, there was the out of bounds call. So Lucas Myers looking very strong to start with. They're 2-0. Unseated wrestler, I believe, Denstedt. He's not seated at all. Lucas Meyer has got an arm bar set up with a wrist, trying to work him over. It's a good pinning combination. Now Lucas steps to the sides, trying to run the arm bar with the wrist. He gets up. Now he throws a half into the other side. Again, Lucas has got a good pinning combination hooked up, but Denstedt's doing a good job staying back. Now Lucas keeps spinning, trying to rotate that shoulder over. It's a good ride, even if you don't get the back points and get the wrestler over, at least it's a good ride. Now, Lucas got to be careful. He kind of stepped up behind the head to try to get him tilted, and you got to be careful of that. Now he's gone back to he's had the arm bar the whole time. Now he's stepped forward again, trying to crowd him over. He's getting 2 point near fall. He's got him tight. He's got two. Of course, they don't award that unless they get out of the situation or the period ends. It's down to 10 seconds left. Again, Lucas will be up 5-0 if the period ends here. Luke, of course, is trying to get the pin, but there's the tap. So 3 point near fall for Lucas Meyer. So total control in the first period. He gets the takedown, eventually hooks up a pinning combination and puts him over onto his back. Denstedt's choice, he defers, so Lucas is taking down into the second period. There's a good stand-up, and Lucas comes right up and kind of almost got to his stand-up and hit a switch move, and he came right around for a two-point reversal. So right now, Lucas in total control, 7-0. I'm sure he'll probably go back to, I'm guessing he'll go back to an arm bar with a wrist again. Right now, he's just taking the ankle, trying to keep him flat, going to the cross face, trying to rotate that arm back. If he can get that arm back, a lot of times then you can get your arm bar set up. Lucas doing a good job keeping him flat. Warning stalling on red, which would be the bottom man. If you don't show any action to try to improve your position, these reps down here are usually, they don't put up with too much as far as stalling. So already Denstedt's been warned for stalling. The next one would get Lucas a point. There Lucas is, he's got kind of the arm tied up, but I'm not sure if he's got, no, now he's gone back to just kind of a leg ride, going with a cross face, reaching through. Coming up with a collar tie. And again, Lucas just very physical, just pretty much dominating Denstedt. Denstedt just having a tough time just getting up to his knees. Lucas again trying to rotate that arm out to get that hammer lock. Well, now he's going back to an armbar situation. Coming down to 15 seconds left, second period. 7-0. Again, Lucas Meyer has not been in jeopardy at all. Yeah, he's gotten the takedown. He's gotten near falls. He's gotten a reversal right away. Now he's trying to tilt. Sometimes wrestlers have to be careful with a big lead. You know, they're looking for the pin. But again, you know, when you're not in a team situation, you don't really need a pin. Just outscore your opponent. That's all you need to do. And I've seen some matches lost down here because the wrestler goes for the pin, and all of a sudden he gets reversed on his back, and he gets pinned. And he had a nice, comfortable lead. Lucas Meyer's choice here, Denstedt's choice, and he chose both up. Lucas Meyer gets the takedown right away, does kind of a throw by. Now he's rotating him onto his back. He's got some near fall points. So right now it's 9-0 with the takedown. Another 2-point near fall, 11-0. About 1:30 left in the second period. Third period. So again, Lucas wrestling just a good solid match. Trying again to do some tilt moves. They're near out of bounds, but the new rule this year is that you can be inbounds, and if your opponent is out of bounds, you just you can still score points. So right now, 14-0. Lucas chose he's going to let. Well, at least I thought he gave him. I thought he signaled both up, but the referee put him down. So still 14-0. If he can get two more point near fall here, the match is over. There's a tilt, but didn't quite get the two count. Actually, when Lucas came out for when they went out of bounds, I would almost swear that he showed the ref that he wanted both up, which means it would have been 1 point for him, but then if he gets the takedown, it would have been two. Again, now Lucas pushes him away, so there's the one. So if he gets 2 point takedown here, it's over with. There's a trip. Elbows through, should be match. So at they haven't stopped the clock yet, but at 4:36, 16-1, Tech fall for Lucas Meyer. So a very dominating match for Lucas Meyer.